وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله. First thing my dear brother, حفظك الله ورعاك. You need to realize the worship that Allah جل وعلا ordered us to practice it in Islam are two different types. The first type is the kind of worship that been sent to us because of itself. Means the worship itself is a target. So you are practicing it because of itself important for you as a worshipper. Itself is important for you to increase your iman, to make you a better believer. This is the first type of worship. For example, the five daily prayers. If the dhuhr time enter, I obligate on you to pray immediately at that time. Whenever the dhuhr or the asr enter, you need to fulfill that time by praying its prayer. The second type of worships is kind of worships that the Shara brought it to us because of another purpose. A purpose and a benefit and a target that outside of that worship. He make this worship as a means to reach to that target. For example, whenever you enter the masjid, you're supposed to pray two rak'ah before you sit. Why? As a respect, ta'zeem, glorifying for that holy place, the masjid, Baytullah Ta'ala, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this rak'atayn actually is not itself a target. That's why whenever you enter the masjid, and for example they are praying one of the applicable prayers in a congregation, if you prayed with them, then after that you can sit normally. But if there is no prayer at all at that time, you're supposed to pray two rak'ah to legalize you to sit in the masjid if you have wudu at that moment. So this kind of worship itself, the two rak'ah itself, is not a target. The target is for you to pray any prayer. The target of this prayer is respect that holy place as a glory for it. So my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, your case and the question that you brought to us is part of this dividing, which means you need to realize also Jum'ah, the shower of Friday, is from the second category according to the correct opinion, which is the opinion of the majority of the Ummah, like how I'm going to describe to you. Also Yawm al-Jum'ah, the Friday shower, the purpose of it is to respect that day, that great day for the Muslims, the day of Friday, because it's Eid for the Muslims, because it's a great day for us, it's a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why when the company, some of the companies, they used to walk in the morning of Friday, then when they return back to the masjid, to the congregation of Friday, they used to have a lot of sweat and maybe smell too. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered them to take a shower, and he said to them, like how is hadith Aisha al-Sahihi, قال لو اغتسلتم يومكم هذا, better for you if you take shower for this day. So my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, that is the target and the purpose of the shower on Friday. That's why the time of the shower of Friday start from Fajr prayer till the Jum'ah prayer. This is the time of the shower. If you practice the shower after that, you didn't have the reward of shower Friday. It's only in the early morning before Salat al-Jum'ah, before the prayer of Jum'ah. Okay, my dear brother, if you realize this, you need to understand that if you took a shower after intercourse, janaba, or a woman, for example, she took a shower because she just finished her menses, on that specific time between Fajr and Jum'ah prayer, it will be counted for them as shower of Friday too. This is the opinion of nearly all the ulama. Even before Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala being born and he brought this kind of opinion, even before him is the opinion of all the ummah, and no one described the Prophet ﷺ or the companions or the followers that they used to take two showers, one for the intercourse, after intercourse, and one for the Friday. Two shower in rule. That did not exist, akhi. That's why we mentioned many times to our brothers and we said how Lord Su'unahu, they mentioned the consensus indirectly. But it's kind of consensus when he said no khilaf, no different opinions, is ittifaq, is agreement among all the ummah. It's only one shower is more than enough. If you can take it for the janabah, the jum'ah shower will be included. If you would like to have intention for the Friday jum'ah, also is included, even though actually it's not necessary. When you have a shower on that specific time for intercourse, the shower of Friday will be included, and inshallah you achieve both rewards. Like when you pray a dhuhr prayer, then after that you sit, the raka'atayn masjid is included, and bi'idhnillah you achieve both rewards. Don't worry. But if you take shower for Friday, that's why for majority of the ummah, or let us say it's a consensus also, if you take a shower for Friday while you are janabah, means you need an intercourse shower of after intercourse, but you take a shower with the attention of Friday, it's not enough for you to pray. Not enough at all. You need to have a shower of after intercourse. And it's absolutely wrong behavior. Like when the person enter the masjid and they are praying dhuhr, he ignore them and he go pray raka'atayn masjid. It's the same. It's a wrong behavior. And that will never be enough for you. This topic is out of the topic that to say shower of Friday is obligate or not obligate. Different, even if you said obligate, exactly like raka'atayn masjid. We have this different opinion among the ulama regarding raka'atayn masjid. It's obligate or sunnah mu'akkada. Majority of the ummah, this is sunnah mu'akkada. About raka'atayn masjid. Same thing, the shower of Friday, majority of the ummah, this is sunnah mu'akkada. Have opinions for some ulama who they say raka'atayn masjid is obligate. But not one of them, Ibn Hazm. Ibn Hazm believes his sunnah mu'akkada too. But in shower Friday, he believes it's obligate. And his correct opinion is obligate. But it doesn't matter we say shower Friday is obligate or not obligate. According to the correct opinion, shower Friday is obligate. But even if we say it's obligate, doesn't mean you can take it and you ignore the shower of after intercourse. No. Even if we say it's an obligate, if you took shower of after intercourse, more than enough for you not to take a shower of Friday because it's included, even though it's obligated. Because no one described the ulama of the ummah, they used to take different showers, many showers in rule, like how they say it. Not just that, even the form of such practicing is nearly impossible. That's why Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala said there is no khilaf, no different opinions. He's mentioned this in the Mughni. He said no different opinions between the ulama that one shower is more than enough. Same thing for the woman who she finished her period, her menses. If she took a shower on Friday, that is more than enough for her. Not just that, the Prophet ﷺ described it as like that clearly. He said to Umm Salama, if you finish your menses, take a shower by this form. He showed her, which mean is when she pour the water on her body until the water reached to every single part on her skin at least once. Then he said to her, if you took such a shower, is more than enough for you and you are tahira. You are pure already. You can pray. This is the meaning. Pure means you are allowed to pray. He didn't say to her, you need to take shower on Friday too. And if that is really an important, he gonna tell her and he gonna explain to her that because there is big possibility for the women, lots of women, they became pure on Friday, for example. Not just that, we believe the woman, if she finish shower of of menses, this will be included for the shower of intercourse. For example, if she had an intercourse while she was in period. As with the correct form of intercourse for such condition. She doesn't need to take many showers in row. For example, a woman, she became pure on the day of Friday and she would like to join the jama'ah. So she wants to take a shower for all these things, include the intercourse. So three showers in row. That does not exist in the form of shower and in the practicing of the salaf. That does not exist. One shower is more than enough. She takes the shower for the for after period, and inshallah is enough for all. And if she wants to combine his attention, up to her. But we say this is unnecessary. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Every worship have its own attention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Everyone will achieve the reward according to his attention, not attention. So this is not necessary and not exist. Don't make it complicated on yourself. Summary of that, if someone took a shower of after intercourse on the day of Friday before Salat al-Jum'ah, that is more than enough for him, and he doesn't need to take a shower after that in row for the Friday. This does not exist. That's why the ulama, when they refute Ibn Hazm, they say they don't have salaf on it. Same thing when Shaykh al-Bani rahmahullah ta'ala brought such opinion, lots of ulama, they refute him by the same way. They say this does not exist, and the form of the hadith described for us that they used to take a one shower, and absolutely they have shower after intercourse. Women, their women after, they have shower after period also. And no one described them. They used to take a shower in rule two or three in rule in one shot like that. That does not exist in the biography and in the statements and the narrations. And if something like this was existing, and I mention it clearly because it's necessity, but this does not exist. Take it easy, أخواني في الله. والدين يسر ولا يشاق أحد من الدين إلا غلبه. Don't go extreme in yourself. And whoever will take it hard, it will reflect negative on him. Because the religion of Allah عز وجل is. فاتقوا الله يا أخواني في الله. And we explain this matter many times. One of the evidence to show you the issue of two shower in rule is not existing now. Umma is for us to ask you how you practice it. If you see those people who they follow such opinion, which is actually this opinion is, we can't say is not, it's a weird opinion, even though it's belong to some ulama, but it's a weird opinion comparison with the much opinion of the ulama of the ummah who they denied and they didn't accept it. So we ask you how you practice it. That's why you see those brothers, they follow such opinion, they are in a khilaf, in a different opinion among them regarding how it should be practiced. You understand me, يا أخواني في الله ولا؟ فلهذا يا أخواني في الله هذا هو الصواب. حفظكم الله ورعاكم.